Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler,
the gambler, the... Ah, this is Talk with John. John Stattmiller, as many of you know, passed away yesterday at roughly 12:35 Central Time. That song definitely describes him. He listened to me about a year before he dared put me on these airwaves. And he goes, I have to know what you're about, John. I have to know what you're about. I don't just let anybody in on these airwaves, even if they're really good. And would drive ratings. Ratings was not his number one thing. The truth was. And so he was big fans of people that I bring on, like I have Dr. Jim Meehan. So let's do this. I'm going to do the proper. I didn't do the most proper show opening. I was supposed to mention that today is October 6th, 2021, that it is 4:02 Mountain Time. It is 5:02 Central. And you're listening live if you're listening to it at that time. I do want to get to... say thank you to all the Republic Broadcasting listeners. We're going to have open lines. We're going to take your calls. Dr. Jim Meehan are going to finish up something real quick, but the on-air line is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My Twitter handle is TalkWithJohn1. That's TalkWithJohn1. If you want to ask a question to my guest and can't make it online, there's the opportunity going to be to do that, to join me. Last thing before we get into the conversation, though, I like to start off every hour, top of the hour, with my show prayer and my show mantra or motto. However you want to say it. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to John Stattmiller and to our Father above. Then, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. We'll be getting to Andy and Pat here shortly, but we, just right before we went to break, we were talking about the satanic influence that I think, and Jim and I talked off break. I'm not going to reveal the total part of that conversation because I don't feel that's fair, but Jim should be here as a host on these airwaves when he retires from his practice. He probably should, because he'd be right at home with the conversations that we typically have, and John would be very proud to have him back on this airwaves, especially the conversation that he and I just had off air. But let's be clear. Right now, Dr. Jim Meehan needs to do exactly what he's doing. He needs to make sure that people are healthy. And he has the benefit of being a former editor of a medical magazine. Is that correct?
Yeah, medical journal. Yeah,
medical journal. And that they don't get stupid people to do that. They don't get people that don't understand some research. And we talked about what we thought might be the satanic influence, the aborted fetal cell tissue. Folks, that should be a religious exemption that everybody in America should be able to do. That's your First Amendment right there.
Absolutely.
If if the satanic churches can say it's our First Amendment right to do abortion, folks, then it's definitely our right to be able to say we have. And then also you wanted to mention how cancer in many people are coming back once they've had these, and then we'll go to the calls.
Yeah, well, I want to kind of wrap up this issue about the aborted fetal cell lines that are used in so many of our vaccines. I mean, I feel that, you know, I felt betrayed when I learned this science because they don't teach you this in medical school. I have debated.
When did you learn it?
As a medical editor, as a young physician, I discovered this information, and I was appalled because I had given some of these vaccines to my children. I was completely pro-vaccine as a West Point cadet. I think I'd gotten 21 vaccines. Lined up with all my brothers in arms and exposed our arms and got about 21 vaccines. My children were almost fully vaccinated. My youngest probably got one or two less before I realized what was going on, how the science was low level and inadequate, tobacco science. But it was the aborted fetal cell material, the chickenpox vaccine, which is given multiple times in the first 18 years of life to children, has twice as much human DNA microfragments and residual cellular proteins that are the remnants of that cell line that the virus grows and bursts forth from. It's this slurry soup of all of this aborted fetal cellular material that they harvest the viral product. And you can't separate out, you can't filter it out, the human fragments. And there's twice as much human DNA and microfragments and residual cellular proteins in the chickenpox vaccine that we're injecting into every child multiple times throughout life. Same thing with the rubella vaccine. Same thing with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine now. And so, you know, I think the Holy Spirit led me to was, you need to see this, Jim. You need to understand what they didn't teach you in medical school and what most doctors do not understand, that the enemy has deceived us. The enemy is defiling the bodies, the minds, the spirits of our children by the injecting of these children that were sacrificed. Does that sound like a strategy that an evil, deceptive enemy might perpetrate on the human population? I think it is.
So why do they choose that? Why do they get? Is there another source they could use?
Yeah, or? There are. Yeah, in fact, many countries, Japan has ethical alternatives, so you can grow many of these in eggs, but the problem with eggs is you don't get as much viral production as you do in a human cell line because these viruses are adapted to humans. So they do it because it makes their profits go up. It's all about money, John. But in many countries, there are ethical alternatives. There just are none in the United States. You can't get an alternative to the MMR vaccine in the United States. So we are, but you know, the important point here is every person in America has a constitutional right to exempt themselves from these COVID-19 vaccines. All of them are tainted by aborted fetal cell lines. Johnson & Johnson is grown in a cell line. The mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, they use these aborted fetal cell lines at multiple steps in the development and quality control process. So they are also tainted. They're not grown in like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, like the chickenpox and rubella vaccines are, but they are still tainted by these cellular products. So there are no ethical, there is no COVID-19 vaccine that a person of faith, once they know, should submit to. And we have a First Amendment of the Constitution that says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. As a Christian, if they were to mandate and require me to get a vaccine, they are violating my First Amendment rights. My religion, my beliefs say I will not submit to a vaccine or a drug or any food that is tainted with aborted fetal cells.
So I see this vaccine as being the segue into the mark of the beast. they are trying to get it set up so you cannot buy, you cannot sell. Right. You can't buy if you don't have money, if you don't have work. Down in Australia, they're taking people's bank accounts away. They're taking people's homes away, making them lose their jobs if they don't take the and taking their children away if they don't get the vaccine. That, to me, is the beginning of the mark of the beast. And the thing is, to those friends of mine who have taken the vaccines and thinks they're good and they're fine and they're the best things ever, the bottom line, folks, is do you want us to separate as a nation into two groups? And we will be the non-vaccinated people for a long time will be the smaller group. I think eventually that will somewhat change because there's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of death. And I think
yes.
But and that's another reason why they have to force these vaccines down into children 5 to 12 because they can't have that test group. They can't let parents see, oh, my children over 16 are getting myocarditis. And my children are 12 to 14 are fine until they get the shot. They have that kind of test group. Whoa, the amount of truth that'll come from that will blow people's minds.
That's exactly right, John. It's such a great point. They do this all the time. They remove the control group. So even in the vaccine trials, Pfizer and Moderna, they had a control group that didn't get the vaccine. But they quickly vaccinated them all. There is no control group anymore in any of the COVID-19 vaccines. They removed the control group for exactly the reasons that you just spoke of right there, because the control group exposes the harms that the vaccines cause. And you know, there are many people that regret, it was one of that regret their choice to become vaccinated. Everybody should go watch the testimony that came out this week before Congress of all these vaccine injured individuals and the doctors and the medical editors. Peter Doshi from the British Medical Journal spoke very eloquently against the vaccine mandates and the vaccines themselves. One of the ladies that spoke there was so pro-vaccine. She considers her and her husband are both scientists. They signed up to become a part of the early trials for AstraZeneca, and now she is suffering some of the worst immune dysregulation, ringing in her head, inflammation in her head, every inflammation in every part of her body. And she very much laments the fact that she became, you know, a lab rat in this experiment. The problem, you know, and I pointed to it about the new science coming out showing that we're going to see an explosion in cancers. We're going to see an explosion and immune diseases. We are already seeing an explosion in autoimmune diseases, myocarditis, a heart inflammation that can destroy and shorten life. We're seeing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of death. And I would say that based on the analysis of the data from all of the sources available to us, Dr. Jessica Rose and Steve Kirsch did an analysis, presented it at one of the FDA presentations. They estimate from their analysis it's been over 200,000 deaths in the United States alone from these vaccines, and our public health agencies are sweeping that evidence underneath the rug. But we're going to see much more disease in the population, and but we may not see it for another year, 2 years, or maybe even 5 years. There's another mechanism that causes. There's two mechanisms now that cause that. Portend that we're going to see an explosion in cancers. The one I talked about, and then the other one is the way the mRNA vaccine was stabilized with a pseudo uridine element, and that changes the way our surveillance system works. It's called the toll-like receptor system. Our cells will be reprogrammed to be incompetent to recognize cellular invaders, microorganisms, and aberrant mutations like you see with cancer. It's going to be a nightmare, John, and there are scientists, physicians all over the world that are screaming at the top of their lungs, stop, this is a failure. The only thing that's supporting it is these false narratives by a captured agencies and public health that are, like your song at the top of the hour, these long-tooth liars, long-tongue liars, they are lying about what's going on. The public is being deceived. And it's a desperate attempt to try to get a needle in everybody's arm. Why? So they can remove the control group, so they can hide the deaths, so that they can march us into this controlled population that is, as you said, the mark of the beast, the vaccine passport system. And maybe it's also something else that they're injecting into our bodies with every one of these vaccines. Labs all over the world, our independent laboratories are finding that there are ingredients in the vaccines that are not listed on any list of ingredients anywhere. And I think we've got a real problem here. We don't have enough surveillance, and we may, in fact, have governmental agencies that are serving something other than the public interest.
I think it's siloed. A lot of it is silos. You know, you work in silos. So we're going to go to two calls. I want to okay. throw this thought at you before I go to it, but when we get on the other side of those calls, I want to talk to you about a lunch that I had with some people that work for fairly significant positions. They're not physicians, they're not doctors, but fairly significant positions in a fairly large medical group. I'll talk about a conversation at lunch that I had with them. But I want to bring up this. John Knox, firefighter John Knox out in L.A. I don't know if you've heard about him, Firefighters for Freedom. And I talked with Mike Letts. He is a chaplain. So John, I'm just going to quickly go to this. John mentioned that in LA that 52% of the fire department still has not had the shot. And the same numbers, similar numbers with the police department and similar numbers with EMTs, doctors and nurses in LA. And he goes, John, we've been told if we are not vaccinated by this time, we're going to be fired. So let's just call it nationwide, it's 30%. Steve Elkins, who is a registered nurse on this network, he's in the ICU and the emergency room. He has shared, as soon as you hit about 25% of staff in a hospital, you're in big trouble. You may not completely shut everything down, but things go way haywire. So I was talking with a friend of mine, and he said, John, you know, with the military not taking the vaccine, bunch being kicked out, what's coming across the border? He goes, we're going to have problems. And I said, I'm not worried about that. You have 30% of the fire departments, 30% of the police, 30% of the fire parts, and 30% of the medical staff. If they're gone, it just takes a match. And what match is lit? There's not going to be police there to stop it. There's not going to be firefighters to put out the fires. And there's not going to be people to do the healing. Yep. I'm really worried about that. Let's go to the calls. I think we might be set up for something. Alex Newman said that's a possibility when I threw that at him. Okay, let's go to, I believe the first up is Andy. Let me verify that real quick. Yes, Andy in Texas, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, thank you, John. Listen, you got a great conversation going on here. And the one thing that really just bothers me right now is they're coming after our children. And they're going after them vigorously. They're going to get a mandate and all this other stuff. People need to realize that a mandate doesn't mean nothing. Stand your ground, okay? Amen. It doesn't mean anything. But they're gonna shoot your kids up. And as soon as you see your child die, what are you going to feel after that, in all honesty? What are you going to feel after that? No. And, you know, we've heard some verities of people who have actually had their 14-year-old kid shot up. This is a true story. And he got myocarditis, and then he said he can't wait till they verify it for his 5-year-old after his son got this. So they've successfully dumbed this population down. We are about as dumb as stumps in this population that we're living in. You know, and first and foremost, let's remember, neither one of us, you, me, or your guests, neither one of us wanted to be here. We were brought here. And somehow we got this consciousness. and we have to deal with this stuff. And this doesn't make any sense. None of this death and destruction and this Luciferian stuff and this Jewish stuff and all this, that was never part of our itinerary when we were born. We were born innocent, and now we're put into this. This is just ridiculous. And now we're going after our children. It's just ridiculous. People, look at Australia and get an idea of what's coming to your place.
So, Andy, let me ask you this. What is your question for my guest?
For your guest is how do we protect our children? I mean, yeah. Other than the obvious, keep your kids home and, you know, get them out to school. Other than the obvious, how do we protect our children?
Yeah, it's a great question, Andy. It's probably outside of my...
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for the
outside
call.
Outside of the medical expertise, but, you know, you have to... You're going to have to stand up, rise and stand. You're going to have to actively get up, get out, and you know, protest on the streets, at your school boards, at your mayor's office, at the federal government level, at every level. We're going to have to rise up and resist this mandates that have no basis in history, except, you know, German history in the 1930s, perhaps. That's what we're going through right now. This is an Orwellian nightmare, and if people don't recognize that this is a spiritual war that we're in, recognize the enemy is the greatest evil that's ever existed, and if you don't pray against it, if you don't actively get out and fight against it, we're going to be lost, and our children, our grandchildren, I mean, the world as we know it, because we are the bastions of freedom. Here in the United States, we are one nation under God, and if we give that up to this Luciferian cabal that is trying to, you know, create this one world government, if we don't meet the Great Reset with our own Great Reckoning, you know, the reckoning needs to be brought to this evil, and that it's just that simple. God's going to tell you what you need to do. Listen to that small voice that you hear. He's telling you what you need to do. You got to either start a business, run for office. You know, go to the school board, listen and be obedient and do what God tells you to do, because that is who is directing this war.
So let me share this. I've talked to my state. So in my state house, let me give this advice. And Andy, thank you for calling. We'll let you go. This is my advice to anyone that asked me that question. Call your local state representative of your house, of your Senate, and then call your U.S. congressman and your U.S. senators and let them know where you think. The reason why I start with the two state houses is because usually you can get through to them. At least you can leave a voicemail. And the states, folks, we don't understand the power of the states. The states are supposed to be sovereign and have the most power over you locally. Also talk to those in your city. I have been to many city councils over the last couple of months, and I live in a county, but the city that I am most closest to, I've gone there and made my voice heard and let them know, hey, you ever let me in this, you guys ever annex me in, by the way, I'm coming for your, I'll make sure you guys get voted out. So if you let this happen, and state school boards, same thing. So that's what I'm going to say. Talk to your neighbors. You do that, we're going to have some power. All right, let's go to Pat. Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot of things, but the first thing I thought of was when President Trump was in, he told all the hospitals and doctors they had to report all the COVID treatments and cases to the White House, not CDC. Well, all of a sudden, the reporting changed, as right. CDC reported it about a month. And, most people don't figure they can add up all of months. But the fact is, they would have been caught lying. So I guess that went by the wayside. And it's been quite a while. I mean, I don't have a date. But I wanted, I didn't know if you knew that, but, you know, the vaccines used to be better for you because they used that horseshoe crab blood, and I believe some countries are doing that, and that kills everything, and so they couldn't put any live stuff in there to reproduce or anything. And then it went to mercury. Of course, that's really bad. But there's a Christian TV station called Daystar, and they had Dr. Tenpenny on there regularly, and all my elderly friends that watch that said, no, we're not going to take it. And, you know, they have no way of knowing anything except that Christian Daystar TV show. So I just wondered, did you know that Trump did that that time? Because, you know, if they could convince you how many people were getting it, you know, it would be a lie. It was a lie. And so it wouldn't have scared people so bad. You think that's true? I mean, you know about all that.
Dr. Meehan, I'll let you answer that question first.
Yes, so many interesting points. The CDC is absolutely one of the least transparent agencies. The United States is the least transparent in our COVID-19 data. When you look at what the data that's coming out of Israel, that's coming out of the UK, the CDC, when Biden took over, they went back to the ability to hide the data that they don't want the public to see. This is what the CDC whistleblower is telling us about the 48,000 deaths that are found in Medicare and Medicaid data. They are not telling and sharing the data that they're accumulating. They're hiding it in about 11 different databases. You're exactly right, Pat. When Trump left office, the deep state regained all their power back, and now we're all suffering as a result of it.
Okay, so, well, I thought of something else too. You know, the Bible says that God said the blood of Cain cries up from the ground. I'm wondering, would there be any blood involved in this tissue? I mean, could God be seeing those babies cry out from everybody who took the shot?
Oh, I think so. Well, I mean, I think that's the defilement of our spirits that the enemy has, you know, perpetrated on us with all of the childhood vaccines and now again the COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, the fact that our country, you know, aborts millions of babies every year is an absolute travesty. We must understand that we're going to live under that judgment. I mean, it's a Sodom and Gomorrah situation. Are there enough, you know, devout Christians that will rise up and keep fighting against the abortions, the use of aborted fetal cells, the selling of baby parts by Planned Parenthood, all of this nightmarish activity that's going on, and not to mention, and not to go down the rabbit hole of pedophilia and the things that are being done
yes.
to young children in this world. But, you know, we must oppose that. We are called to oppose that. The most innocent beings on the planet are being mutilated, sacrificed, mutilated, destroyed, abused. And we're just, you know, we're allowing it. And in fact, the Democrat Party has become the party of infanticide and abortion. And my spirit cries out.
Becoming the party. You just mentioned it. They're becoming the party of pedophilia. In
yeah.
California, they're trying to pass laws that men can be with boys to the age of 12.
Well, the schools, the public education system they're grooming our children for these kind of
yes.
things.
Yes. So I have questioned that myself. And Pat, thanks for the call. I've questioned that myself. We fought a civil war because over slavery. What are we going to have hit us if we don't turn around and stop the abortions that we have?
Yeah.
In New York, half the black babies that are conceived, more than half, never live and take a first breath because they're aborted. You cannot have that. I believe there is blood calling from the ground to God above, and God will answer that call because they are of the most pure. Better than a millstone be tied around your neck and be dropped into the depths of the sea than harm a child.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, well, and just look at how Gates has weaponized vaccines in third world countries. The number of children that have been damaged and injured. I think the childhood vaccine program, the experiments in third world countries being perpetrated by our own pharmaceutical industry, all of these things are evidence for me. I can see the science. I can see the fraudulent science behind it. But I can see the spiritual defilement that's going on, that everyone that's involved in this thing is complicit in the destruction of childhood health. In the United States, we are one of the most vaccinated populations of children of anywhere in the world. We get more vaccines, and we have one of the sickest populations of children. In 2015, I don't know what the latest statistics are, but in 2015, 54% of children in the United States were suffering from one or more of 21 chronic diseases. We rank like 39th out of 39 countries for childhood health. And nobody can figure out why we're doing so poorly in childhood health when we spend more money and have more resources for it. And the reason they can't figure it out is because they will not indict vaccines as a part of it. And, you know, when I look at this system and I look at how broken healthcare has become, how we are, you know, it's a pill for every ill, how doctors are become little more than pill pushers. You know, somebody walks into a medical office today, 7 minutes is the average time that a doctor spends with a patient. The average 65-year-old is on 12 drugs. And what are we getting for that? Nothing. We're getting a sick population, one of the sickest adult populations on the planet as well.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. That was played for John Stadtmiller. Jim doesn't know this, many of us do that know this network. John Stadtmiller was responsible for stopping our firearms being taken away when Clinton said he was going to take them away and got the militias started up. He started up over, I want to say it was 2/3 of the militias that caused that to come to a screeching halt. He told some people that were a little on the crazy side with their firearms, no, don't you dare. You don't be offensive. We're standing here with our First Amendment and we're going to stand strong.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Reno wanted to take him away. Big Bad John said no. He had the FBI or one of the government agencies show up, come into his house. And he said, I'm cleaning this revolver right now, folks. And if you guys are still here, he said, first of all, do you have a warrant? They said, no. I said, when I get, we're in Texas, boys. When I get done cleaning this revolver, if you're still here, you're not going to be here in this world any longer. They all left. And notice, they didn't haul him off to jail. That's the story of the kind of man he was. And that's the kind of story of the man of this network that he left behind. And that's why I want people like Jim Meehan surrounding me, because he's laughing and chuckling and going, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of, we need men and women like that at a time like this. This time in history is a critical time for men like that to rise up and resist what's going on in this world.
And I'm going to say we need our women, but men haven't been standing up enough. I don't know if you ever listened to Jason Whitlock, but I'm a big agreement with Jason Whitlock. Men, we have not been standing up enough, and so the women have had to become more vocal. Men, if we don't stand up, we're going to lose it, and we're going to see Isaiah come true where women will rule over us, and it's not a good thing. That's condemnation. All right, let's go to before we go to James in Vancouver. James will be to you here in just a minute, but I want to share this story. Not story, it's tell something that actually happened. I sat down with some people, very salaried positions within a network of medical. They're responsible for a number of clinics and hospitals. And on the upper levels and some of the local workers, and they were talking about the vaccine mandate and how a number of nurses and doctors were moving out. And they're like, so I wanted to get your thought on this. So one of them said, you know, I'm wondering what's going to happen. Are they going to start up their own hospitals and stuff. What do you see coming down the pike, Jim, along those
lines? Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now. I'm a part of a group. We're all trying to imagine a better healthcare system, because many of us have seen how tragically broken it is, how it's controlled now by, I mean, it's the Rockefeller medical model. That's really what medicine has become. This was all kind of planned out. It's all pharmaceutical, medical, okay. Hospital, industrial
complex.
When you
complex. Say Rockefeller, come on, Jim. Do you really mean Rockefeller had a hand in this?
Absolutely. This is historic information. This is available for anyone to read. Just Google Rockefeller medical model and
John
look
Hopkins.
At how the Rockefeller Institute and the Rockefellers themselves took advantage of every part of medicine. They crushed alternative medicine like chiropractic, naturopathy. All of the alternative medicine, what we call alternative medicine today, was basically sidelines. They created this system of control that now dominates medicine. It's responsible for why, you know, so many of the doctors in the hospitals are now employees, medical clinics, they're employees. They've lost their ability to practice medicine the way they want to. I have doctors that call me all the time, hospital-employed doctors, that can't prescribe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19, but they'll call me to prescribe it for the patient, and the family administers it. But they know the science, but they can't practice medicine. The corporation is practicing medicine, and that's illegal, but it's happening all over this country. But doctors are... You know, there. I guarantee you, in the next 2 to 3 years, you will see medical clinics, hospitals. I know of a group in Missouri that was gifted a VA hospital, 300,000 square feet, and we are all talking about how do we create a better integrated medical system, provide the kind of care that is evidence based that you're not getting in our hospitals today. Hospitals today, people don't realize how damaged they are. The best and brightest doctors no longer work in hospitals. It's
really
a soul-sucking experience. Absolutely. I will tell you, I have been, today I was fighting a battle with a hospital to treat a patient that is dying of COVID-19, and they're trying to put them on a ventilator. They're already giving them remdesivir, and they're mistreating them. They're understaffed. Most of the physicians that I've spoken to, I'm pretty sure they snuck across the border. I know they didn't train in the United States. I asked them that question. It almost seems like they're on some kind of commission to put people on mechanical ventilators. They're pushing so hard. This guy had, you know, oxygen levels of 95%, and they're trying to put him on a ventilator. And I'm like, you know, I'm arguing that there is no indication for that. What was that?
I said 95%, and they want to put him on a ventilator. That's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this is what's happening in our hospitals today is again, it's a system that is incentivized to mistreat patients. But that $39,000 bonus that they get from the CARES and PREP Act is such a huge incentive. And if you have a corporation controlling the physicians and the nurses that practice in that hospital, you get what you incentivize. And that is what's happening. So when I see this patient and I had the family take a picture of the oxygen monitors and the BiPAP machines and everything, and I'm looking at those and I'm telling this physician, we now have a record of exactly what's going on in this patient. And if you're trying to put him on a mechanical ventilator at these levels, he is oxygenating just fine. In fact, you should be titrating him down so he can leave, because this family wants him out of your hospital. They're tired of, you know, the nurse saying, the nurse and the daughter recorded this. The nurse was on the phone with the daughter, and the father said, I want out of this hospital. The nurse turned to him while speaking to the daughter and said, you will never leave this hospital alive. That's what she said. And this is this is not the first time. I mean, this is the 100th time that I've had this kind of, I've been called into a situation where a patient is dying and they shouldn't be. He's a 73-year-old man, you know, 178 pounds, 6 foot tall. He's not obese. He doesn't have diabetes. He should not be dying in a hospital. He's not going to. Let me tell the other part of this story, which is God's hand in all this. When I first got the call, the daughter is sitting in the parking lot. They have been harassing and threatening, and they won't let her in.
Right.
Because she's just trying to defend. She has power of attorney. It's such a difficult situation. All I could do was sit there and pray with her. And we had this amazing prayer. We just asked for God's intervention. Let me tell you, John, God intervened today, hours before, and I'm so glad we got to the point where I can tell this story, because what happened was when she finally – so she was afraid they weren't going to let her up to see her father. He's still in isolation in the ICU, but the family can see through the window. Well, they let her up this time. She called me and she said, something crazy just happened. My father got a phone call from somebody that he didn't even know that is connected to me. I had no connection to this call, but they're connected to me. They don't know this gentleman from Adam. And this person called and said, I don't know why or how I got this number, but I knew I was supposed to call to pray for you. And that's what they did. The gentleman went from low 90s to 95 to 97% in his O2 in that period of time. God has already intervened in that situation. This is the problem with so many doctors in medicine, is they've given up. There's a lot of atheists in medicine. They don't understand the power of prayer in medicine. I mean, it's a powerful thing. I got to see today God intervene, a divine intervention, to start creating a pathway for this man to leave when that hospital was essentially killing him. For no reason, he's dying, and they're trying to profit from every step in the way. They're not giving him the right medicines, the right doses. They're mistreating him, isolating him, keeping the family away. It's medical kidnapping is the only way I can describe what I see happening in hospitals. But man, if you just get on your knees and you pray, God answers those prayers. Jesus told us that we would have the power to move mountains. We just don't have the faith to do it. I just wish that all of your listeners would on your knees and pray that God would intervene in this country, in this world today, and stop what's happening, because we are fighting a spiritual war. It is a spiritual war against a Luciferian cabal that has been working at this plan for a long time. You've laid it out nicely in this show today, John, and the action step is everybody can pray. It's the most powerful weapon that we have.
Pray, then take action yourself. Right. James, we're going to get to you right on the other side of this this break. I believe we have a break that's coming up in just a few seconds. Okay, so let me say this. That is one thing that I think has been a huge change in the medical system, is you used to be able to have someone come in with you. It seems like that's totally been undone.
That's right. They're locking them out. The isolation is damaging to a patient. They're alone. They're being mistreated. They're scared. They're being, you know, harassed to become DNR, do not resuscitate, you know, to sign a paper that says they can be mechanically ventilated. And they're being used, John. They're being used and abused.
All right, James, on the other side of this break, we'll get right to you. Dr. Jim Meehan's joining me right now. Jim, I hope I can call your
friend. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like you.
Republic Broadcasting Network, This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network, Saturdays 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in right here. We're going to get right to the callers right after Dr. Jim Meehan. Please give us how people can reach out to you on your different platforms.
Yeah, well, my website is www.meehanmd.com, M-E-E-H-A-N, M like medical, D like doctor.com. And I'm on Facebook, I'm Doc Meehan. On Twitter, I'm Meehan _MD.
All right, let's get to the callers. Let's go with James. James, you're up first.
Yes, thanks kindly. Good afternoon, doctor.
Hi, James.
Hello. Are MDs in America allowed to take possession of these shots, the Moderna, the Pfizer? Are they allowed to have them in their office? Like that's there.
Yes, you have to be an approved. Yeah, you have to be an approved clinic. You know you have to have special equipment nowadays to be able to administer these shots. They have to be kept at sub-zero temperatures, which is a real concern of mine because of if they unthaw, they become unstable. And how many times do you think that's happening? I think it's happening too often. But, yes, they can take possession of them.
James, get to your point real quick.
Well, would there be any doctors out there that would like to take this stuff apart and analyze it and tell the rest of us good people what's in it? That's my point.
There have been – yeah, James, great question, because there have been – that's what I alluded to it earlier. There's been about 135 independent laboratories. – Many physicians and scientists have been involved where they have looked at it under microscope transmission, electron microscopes, and have analyzed it. And they're finding things in these vaccines that are unlisted in any ingredients list. Okay. The graphene oxide is one of those ingredients. Look up graphene oxide.
Yeah. James, do they have any idea what the molecular? Okay, I'll get back to you later.
Forgive me. Up against it. Bob in Utah. Bob, what county do you live in? I'm curious.
Oh, you caught me off guard. That's alias state.
Okay. An alias state. Bart. Okay, all right. Fair enough.
I'm in the witness protection.
I live in Utah, so what's on your mind, Bob?
Okay, well, that's fine. This is I discovered the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Did you?
Okay.
I was going through the downloads in my computer to clean them out, and I found at some point I had gone on GenBank and downloaded the genome, and it's three pages of GTACs, of course, complementary DNA. So I discovered it.
Well, that's pretty much the way the Chinese sent it to us.
I'm making a joke, obviously. Doctor.
I know. No, I get it, Bob. I see what you're doing there. And it's a great point, though. You know, we have based our entire program on a gene sequence that was put into a computer in China and then sent to us here in the United States. I don't know how much we can trust the veracity of that gene sequence.
Bob, thank you.
Right, because it's sequenced with this next generation meta something modeling, which
Bob, I've got to let you go. That's the music. Dr. Meehan, I got to say thank you to you. Too bad we didn't have 3 hours.
Thank you, John. I loved it.
I'm going to give you a call right after we hang up here.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Sam. God bless you all. John Stat Miller, thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org.
and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening.